Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all, matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to Today's Spirit's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses starting from 33 to 36. Book of Luke, chapter 11, verses starting from 33 to 36. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, what did you understand from these words? When Jesus Christ had spoke through a parable, he gave in the truth that all those who listen to him should follow it. He spoke concerning the body, concerning the eyes, what we see and what we perceive. The eye has been called as the light of our body, because through an eye we visualize things and we try to capture all that we see into our brain, and then it will be decoded, and then we feel that whatever we see, we feel it. We trust our eyes and we walk, right? We are able to walk because we have vision. We are able to drive a vehicle because we have an eyesight. We trust our eyesight through which we move forward. Just imagine, without having eyes, it would be really difficult for you to perceive or even to substantiate things. Hence, eyes are considered as the light of the whole body. When Jesus Christ gave the revelation to John, John describes how Jesus looked like. He had an eyes of fire. His eyes were glowing. They were radiant. They were burning like fire. Amen. He is the holiest one. And he is fire. It's because what he sees is holy. Hence his body is glowing with fire, is glowing with light. Like manner, Jesus Christ wants to teach us that let us be concerned, let us be mindful about what we are watching. We are the light. We are the children of light. Hence, God wants us to sustain in that relationship with him and to walk away from sin and walk away from darkness. That's what even Paul says, that we do not have a relationship with darkness. What relationship does light have with darkness? What communion does light have with darkness? Little children, let us move away from darkness and towards the marvelous light. The Lord is inviting us to enter into his marvelous light, and all the deeds of darkness will be revealed in the light. There's nothing secret before God. So it is us who has to keep our body and mind and soul clean and holy, because we are the temple of God. And our eyes are the lighthouse of the body.
Hence, be careful whatever you watch. Amen. Let us be careful in what we watch, what we visualize. Let us see things that adds glory to God. And in one of the parables, Jesus Christ says that it is good for a blind man to be taken into the kingdom of heaven. If your eyes are making you to sin, pluck it out. It is good for you to be blind in the kingdom of heaven than to be in hell, rotting and burning with eyes. What is the point then? What is the point of life? The kingdom of God is much greater than what we see today. The things that are unseen are greater than the things that are seen. And always let our imagination, let our dream, let our hope be on the things which are unseen, that is the kingdom of heaven. Let us visualize the kingdom of heaven and walk our daily life. Let us not be lustful. Let us not be greedy, wicked, and selfish-minded, ambitious. But let us, in all things, give glory to God, submit ourselves, and see what God likes. At the end of the day, the Lord is the one who will judge us. God is the one who will justify us. And we are accountable to God that whatever we see is not profane. Whatever we see are not unclean. Whatever we see doesn't belong to the dark. Doesn't belong to the enemy. I can just recount a beautiful song, a beautiful line. Careful little eyes what you see. Be careful little eyes what you see. Amen. Oh little eyes, be careful of what you see. Be careful of what you watch. For God is much concerned about you. For what you see is what you reflect. For your eyes doesn't have anything of its own. Whatever you see, the body will reflect. Your mind will perceive. If you see light, if you see holy things, your body will be receiving the powers of God. If you see darkness, if you see those things that belong to darkness, unrighteousness, and filthy things, then Satan will come and dwell in you. Satan will try to take the place that you have kept for God. God doesn't want you to lose your soul. God wants you to be called as children of light. Hence, He wants you to go away from darkness and come into the light, dwell in light and be in the light. For all the deeds of flesh will be revealed one day. All that you do within the secret chamber will be revealed on the housetop. That will be the day of. That will be the most embarrassing day in your life. You will be ashamed. Hence, God doesn't want you to be going through that phase. Hence, He wants you to be cautious about your calling, cautious about your own life that He had given as a gift to you. The life that you have today is a reward from God. The eyes and the whole body and all the parts of the body is a gift and a reward from God. You should be thankful to God for giving you a wonderful life, and whatever you see, let you not deviate from His words. Let you not see what God doesn't like you to see. Watch anything that God loves to. Watch anything that will edify the body, that will increase your spiritual vigor, and any kind of thing that will help you to move toward God. And hate darkness and hate all the evil thoughts. Uproot all those evil thoughts and the thoughts of darkness, the thoughts of flesh, and move them away. For God wants you to be a holy congregation. He wants you to retain in your holiness. Take away all things that are infecting you. Take it away and move closer to God. Control your own self. Amen. Control your own self. For you are a child of God. We are children of light. Let our deeds reflect Jesus Christ more and more. Let this world come to know who the Lord God Jesus Christ is. Let us be the torch bearers. Let us be the light that has been kept on the lighthouse. Let us be the lamp to this world. To this perishing generation, let us be the light. Amen. Many of you might not be liking. You might feel uncomfortable when it comes to Word of God. You might feel, why? Why should I hear? Why should I listen to all these things? But just take it in heart that these are the times that we can speak about when we have our being. For the dead doesn't praise God. When you have your life, this is an opportunity that God is giving you to turn. For there is no tomorrow, but there is only now and today. Change your heart, return to God. He is waiting for you. Have that fear in you. Do not turn from His principles. Do not turn away from His commandments. All that He had taught you, safeguard them and practice them with holiness, fear and trembling. For His kingdom is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. Let us be prepared to meet our Master. May the Lord God Almighty bless you and keep you safe and sound throughout. Amen.